Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are on the line with New York State Senator Chris Jacobs. Chris, want to get your reaction to Governor Cuomo's proposal announcement today. He went through a lot of things today. What stood out to you?
Probably what was not mentioned, like really ignoring the disastrous bail reform that was passed last session. I was hoping that he would recognize that this is the warnings that many of us have that are coming to fruition, that this is really putting people, law-abiding citizens, in harm's way on a daily basis. That was ignored. What also was ignored, I didn't really see how he was going to take on this $6 billion budget deficit that we have. There was proposals for many new programs and grandiose plans, but we, you know, have a financial crisis going on, and there really seemed to be a state of denial in terms of that. And I'm really concerned, as we know, the majority of the budget deficit is due to Medicaid. And there was a lot of talk here of blaming local communities on this problem, which is patently false. It is the sole role of the state government to run this program, and it's their responsibility. It's decisions they have made that are causing this problem, for this crisis. I'm very worried they're going to try to saddle local governments, county governments, with the cost of making bad decisions over the last number of years, which could really cause financial problems for counties, like every single county throughout the state, and raise taxes and cause a lot of problems. So these are the things I'm very worried about. The one other final thing was legalizing marijuana. I'm not for legalizing marijuana, but I'm certainly open to having a robust discussion. But he's trying to get this pushed through the budget, where it will be most likely passed in the middle of the night, similar to the bail reform, where we won't have the opportunity to have hearings on it, public comment, look at real studies, and so forth. So obviously, I think he's intrigued with a new source of money to help fill some of this budget problem he's got. So a lot of concerns and a lot of unanswered questions as a result of today's presentation.
If we could kind of go through some of the things that you had just discussed individually, starting with the deficit. It's a $6.2 billion deficit. We've been reporting on that multiple times. The governor said during his speech today, though, that the deficit only means a shortfall from the projected growth to the actual growth in programs. How do you interpret him exactly saying that in that context?
That is classic Andrew Cuomo. I don't even know what that means. It's the perpetual shell game that he plays with the budget. One of the problems he has here is he didn't tell anybody last year about $1.5 billion problem he had in Medicaid. And what he did was he slid it over into this year, so it wasn't coming up in last year's budget. And it got worse this year. And he probably will do the same thing or try to do the same thing for next year. He has not been responsible in managing this Medicaid budget. And he is now blaming local communities, that they are the source, local counties are the source of this increase. And that is just patently false. So the first thing we need to do is be honest here. And the honesty is that there's been some bad decisions made. There has been not foresight in the budgeting. I mean, they passed the minimum wage several years ago and heralded it because it was going to be the $15 minimum wage. Everybody knew that, should have known, I wasn't in the legislature at the time, that this cost would increase significantly Medicaid, because many of these employees would get increases in their salaries. Well, $1.5 billion this year in the Medicaid budget, as far as this deficit, is because of the minimum wage increase. That was foreseeable, but it certainly wasn't budgeted appropriately. It was not responsible. And I can continue to see unresponsible behavior here, and it's going to make this budget deficit worse as opposed to getting our arms around it and really solving the problem.
And lastly, Chris, I know you had mentioned that you don't support legalizing marijuana. There was a downstate New York State senator who, or from the Westchester area, I don't know if that's technically considered downstate, but Westchester State Senator recently switched their positioning on it just by seeing that people are, you know, just going over the state line into Massachusetts to go buy marijuana. Here in Western New York, people could just go to Canada to go buy some as well. Obviously, they can't take it back. But do you think New York is starting to be behind the eight ball when it comes to legalization of marijuana? And I guess, could you expound on why you don't support it?
Well, I don't think, you know, everybody's doing it is really a compelling argument on my side. I think we should really look at what's happening. And what I've seen as far as any data, it's still very concerning to me. But again, what I'm saying today is I'm happy to continue to have a discussion on this. But when you put it in the budget and it's rammed through in a couple months and there's no hearings and no ability of people to really vet this, it's not a responsible way to legislate, especially something so significant in terms of public health and safety and revenue. Yes, and revenue. But it seems to me that I think the government here is solely desirous of the money here, and they're foregoing truly looking at this and really analyzing it. That's what I'm very concerned about. So I just don't believe things like this should be in the budget. I think it's irresponsible. We've just saw what happened. We're seeing what happened with bail reform. That was jammed in the budget. It should never been in the budget last year. And now people are paying law-abiding citizens and victims by irresponsible laws that were passed without appropriate vetting.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.